All right. Praise the Lord. Over in the book of Acts.
Amen.
Just turn over to the book of Acts, third chapter. We're going to be beginning in the first verse. Because we need to know that God will change our current situation.
Amen.
But we got to change how we're viewing things. We have to change what we are expecting. We have to change what we are anticipating. We have to change what we can see for us, not because of what our current situation is. Because I want you to know today, God can change your current situation. Amen. But what you can't do is settle for what you see now. Because God is greater than what you can see now with your physical eye. God can perform a miracle if he has to. Amen. So, the scripture says in Acts, the third chapter, verse 1, says, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, a designated time of prayer. We should all have a designated time to spend with the Lord, a designated time to pray, a designated time, not just to make petitions unto the Lord, but a time of thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. A time of gratitude. Amen. A time, amen, to hear from the Lord. Amen. Because God will speak to you. You slow down and spend some time in prayer. God will speak to you. But Peter and John, the Bible said, they went together to the temple. Amen. Ain't no harm in going to the house of prayer. Amen. We ought to make it a habit to make our way to the house of the Lord. Amen. We should go to church. Come on, somebody say, I don't have to go to church. Well, you know, in order to fellowship, amen, with one another, some people don't understand this word called koinonia, amen. Koinonia, amen. Koinonia, you can't koinonia by yourself. Come on, somebody say amen. Koinonia means fellowship. You can't fellowship with yourself. You need somebody else to fellowship and commune with. So somebody said, but, well, I can fellowship with the Lord. Well, you may be able to fellowship with the Lord, amen. But the Lord has not called you only to fellowship with him, but we have to fellowship with one another. So the Bible says, amen, that we should not to forsake ourselves, to assemble ourselves in the house of the Lord, amen. We shouldn't go when we feel like it. We should make it a habit of making our way to the house of the Lord every Sunday morning to worship and serve the Lord. Come on, somebody say amen. And it says here, Peter and John, they went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer. It was the ninth hour. And it says here in verse 2, and a certain man, amen, the Bible says a particular man, a certain man, lame from his mother's womb was carried. Now, first of all, I want you to understand, amen, that this was a man, amen, that God was getting ready to do something on his behalf. I want you to know God knows your address. I want you to know God knows what you're going through. So the Bible says there was a certain man, and the Bible says he was lame from his mother's womb. Once again, I want you to know God knows your situation. Sometimes we may be in a situation nobody understands, nobody knows. Amen. But I want you to know this morning, God knows. God knew this man's situation. God knew how long he'd been in that situation. God knew how he came to be in that situation. God knew that he was getting ready to do something about that man's situation. So God knew everything that was needed to be known about this man. And so the Bible gives us, amen, a description, a statement, amen, about what this man's condition was and how long, amen. Now, we got to be careful, amen, because sometimes when we are in a situation for a certain period of time, what happens is we begin to accept, somebody say accept, that situation. We can be in a situation for a certain period of time, and after a while, we begin to settle, somebody say settle, for whatever it is that you're going through. But I want you to let you know this morning, it doesn't matter how long that you've been in that situation. It doesn't matter how you arrived in that situation. I want you to know that Jesus is able to do something about your situation. So Peter and John on their way to the temple. But as I pondered on this message, I began to think it's a tragic thing that here they found this man, this certain man that had been lame from his mother's womb. And of all places, amen, he was laid at the temple gate. He was in the right place, amen, at the temple's gate. Now, I want you to remember that as I read on. I'll come back. It says, He was carried, amen. He was what? He was carried every day, amen. So he settled on depending on others. for his situation. And I want to encourage you today, my brothers and sisters, amen, don't expect others to do what you won't do for yourself. Come on, somebody say amen. He was depending on others on a daily basis to carry him. And oh, how many people there are today in the world, amen, depending on others to carry them. But I want you to know today that God can change your situation to make you independent. Somebody say independent. He'll give you the strength and ability to do for yourself. Amen, amen, amen. So God was getting ready to change the situation, but he became accustomed. He became used to daily activities, amen. So we got to be careful, amen. Listen to me very closely, amen. Because if you're not careful, you could be drawn into a situation on a day-to-day basis, amen. Certain activities that you don't realize, but that you can become settled in a situation. This man was settled in the situation. Others was doing for him. Others was carrying him. Others was bearing his weight. Others was lifting him up. Others was sitting him down at the gate. And so here it was. It was kind of easy now. All he had to do was call out for alms. And I want to talk about that too, because we ought not always take the easy way out. Sometimes we think, you know, because it's an easy way out that's the way to go. But I want to encourage you this morning, my brothers and sisters. Amen. That sometimes, amen, you may have to put forth some effort. Come on, somebody say amen. You got to put forth some effort to believe God. You got to put forth some effort to have hope. You got to put forth some effort to see your situation change. If you don't see your situation change, it will never change. It will always remain the same. And so this man's situation, I want everybody to focus in, amen, on what his situation is, because when we understand what his situation is, we understand what God was doing on his behalf to change his situation. So it is, it says, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which was called Beautiful. Now, I want to mention a couple of things about this. Amen. First of all, we see that the Bible said that they laid him daily at the temple, and the temple is called Beautiful. And as I pondered on that text for a minute, I began to think about this for a minute, and I began to realize that it's a terrible thing. It's a tragic thing, amen, to live, amen, quote, by the gate called Beautiful, but never experiencing that which is called Beautiful. In other words, this man sat by the gate. Come on, somebody. Sometimes people will place themselves in the proximity of blessings, amen, but they never experience the blessing because they are in the proximity of a blessing, but they never experience the blessing. This man, on a day-to-day basis, this was the tragic part about it, is that this man was placed by the Beautiful gate. He was right there to be able to experience a blessing. But day after day, he never received a blessing because he didn't expect a blessing. So there he was at the temple. And it's a terrible thing because some folk go to church every Sunday. They're in the proximity of a blessing, but they've never experienced a miracle of God. They're being laid by the temple. Amen. They're just there. They go to church, but they don't go to church, amen, to receive a blessing. And if you don't go to church to receive a blessing, if you don't expect something, you won't receive anything. Come on, somebody say amen. So you can go to church every Sunday. You can be in proximity of a blessing, but never receive, amen, or experience what God has intended simply because you are not looking for anything. I remember there was a song that said, I'm looking for a blessing. I expect the impossible. I believe I receive a miracle. Amen. This man, amen, was in proximity of a blessing. He was laid at the gate called Beautiful every day. People coming and people going. But yet he missed out on his blessings. Anybody see what I'm talking about? He was in the proximity. He was laid by the gate. Folk go to church, but they miss out on some of the greatest blessings that God has for them because they're not expecting anything. go to church on Sunday, come home, go to church on Sunday, come home. But they never experienced the mighty hand of God. They're not anticipating anything. They've settled. Come on, somebody say settled. Because sometimes when you can go through certain activities on a day-to-day basis and you begin to see nothing's getting better, you begin to settle for the situation that you're in. You don't anticipate anything different. You expect, amen, that that's just the way it's going to be for the rest of your life. But I've come to tell you this morning, amen, that God, amen, deals in the blessing business. So this was a tragic thing to see that this man was being laid at a place, amen, right next to the temple, but never experiencing what God has for him in his life. Well, I've come to tell you this morning, it's time to change your situation. God says it's time to move from that place called beautiful to experiencing what is called beautiful. Amen? Hallelujah. So all I'm trying to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, is just because you're going through challenges in life and just because you're in a situation, never accept the situation as if, oh, that's just the way it's going to be. And I can't do anything about it. I can't do anything to change it. Oh, yes, you can. You can simply believe God. You can simply have faith. Amen. You can take on some hope. So don't settle, amen, for anything less than God's best. You can't settle for an idea, but reject, amen, a word from the Lord that he promised to bless you. Am I right about it? So my brothers and sisters, we got to understand then, so church is not just something to see something good, amen, as this man said at the temple called beautiful, but it was to experience, not just to see it, but to experience it. Now, what I'm saying with this is no doubt that this man came to the temple gate every day. Watch it now. He saw other folk coming and other folk's situations change, but his situation remained the same. And so he began to settle for that situation because he began to believe that nothing would change for him. But I want to tell you something this morning, my brothers and sisters. I want you to know that just because other folk are blessed don't mean that you can't be blessed. See, because this man saw other folk blessed. This man saw other folks coming to the temple and other folk leaving what they're blessing. And he began to look around and say, where's my blessing? Am I right about it? But all you have to do, amen, is change your expectations. Amen? See, you can be in the right place with the wrong attitude. He was by the temple gate, but he had the wrong attitude. He had the wrong outlook. He had the wrong insight. And therefore, he missed out on some of the greatest blessings that God had for him. Am I right about it? Other thing I want to encourage everybody on is this. Because some people go through situations and begin to accept it, amen, and say, well, things will never change. But I want to encourage you about something, my brothers and sisters, and that is this. God is not hindered by anyone's situation. You saw that, right? Because you may be in that situation. It may have been a long time. God is not hindered about your situation. He can change it in a moment. Can I get a witness? God is not limited to anyone's problem or challenge. Amen? God can just speak and destroy the problem. Amen? Whatever your challenge is in life, amen, you always have to have faith in God. Never lose hope and never stop expecting your Heavenly Father to do something about your situation. You see, we got to understand something about this man that we see in the text this morning in Acts, the third chapter, because things had become common. Amen. The daily activities became common. You see, what had happened is that this man, watch it now, had developed a coping system. Somebody say coping system. Because that's what coping is, amen. When you begin to think that you can't do anything about it, you develop this coping mechanism to deal with your situation. That's called a coping mechanism. Am I right about it? You began to cope with it. So you develop a certain system to deal with it. When you figure out or think that you can't do anything about it, you develop a coping mechanism. You have a system to help you to deal with whatever that challenge is. But the problem is, you can develop a coping mechanism, but it won't change your situation. All right. It'll just help you to cope with it. It'll help you to accept it. It'll help you to settle for it. Amen. All right. But God has a power to raise you up and out of that situation. Can I get a witness in this place? Amen. So we see that some people develop, amen, a coping system of surviving and not really living. Come on, somebody say amen. God didn't call you to survive. God called you to live. In the world, God says, oh, it's survival of the fittest. No, God didn't call you to survive in this world. Some folks on an everyday basis have settled for certain things and they just surviving. But God didn't call you to survive. God called you to live. Amen. Can I get a witness in this place? And one of the things that will block a person from moving out of their challenging situation is to lose the ability to fight. Come on, somebody say amen. Sometimes we can be in a situation for a long time. After a while, we begin to grow weak and we just stop fighting. But you can't win if you stop fighting. You can't win if you just lay down. You can't win if you just accept. You got to fight. You got to fight the good fight of faith. Even if you're in a situation, amen, and you believe in God, and it haven't changed yet, you got to keep on fighting. Somebody say, keep on fighting. Oh, yeah, you can't give up. You can't lose hope. You can't just settle. You just can't carry yourself. Oh, this is just meant to be. No, it's not meant to be. You got to keep on fighting. And listen, my brothers and sisters, amen, never, I say never. Somebody say never. Somebody say, never say never. Well, I'm going to say never. Never give up. Oh, come on, somebody say amen. I say never give up. Have you ever looked in the eyes of some who are out there that are asking for alms? The daily activity becomes to the sense that, you know, they never look up. People pass by, they never really see the people. They're just asking for alms. Amen. Because they've got to the point where they just give up. But you can't give up. Touching them say, I can't give up. And so we see the temple is the place where God's presence is, God's power is, and God's peace is. But we can't just be by the temple. We got to get all the way in there. Come on, somebody say amen. You can't just be lording around the gate talking about, I'm going to get my blessing. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. You got to get all the way in there. Am I right about it? You can't be loitering around the boundaries of your blessing. You got to get in there so you can receive your blessing. Amen. You don't want to be hearing the effects of the power of God moving in the place and you outside. Amen. You got to go ahead and get in there. And then, my brothers and sisters, you got to, again, look at this man's situation. The Bible says, a certain man lame from his mother's womb, carried whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple. Huh? Amen. Is that right? But let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. As we look at this man, that Peter and John was getting ready to minister to this man. Verse 3 says, who seen Peter and John. Now, let me tell you something, because they saw Peter and John. It must have been something different about them that this man, amen, kind of took notice of Peter and John. The Bible said was about to go into the temple. Is that right? And here it is. It says, and he asked for alms. So he asked Peter and John, can you help me? Please, can you have a dime? Can you help me with a quarter? You see what I'm saying? Amen. But this man's situation had him in a certain frame of mind that God wants to change. Come on, somebody say amen. One of the hardest things to do is to help someone who have, watch it now, accepted their situation. Come on. That's what we got to change. Now, notice I said one of the hardest. I didn't say one of the most impossible things. Because the situation is not impossible. I said one of the hardest things. I didn't say one of the impossible things. Come on, somebody say amen. But one of the hardest things to do amen, is to help someone who have become comfortable in their situation. But we must never allow our situation, we must never allow dysfunction to be acceptable in our lives. Come on, somebody say amen. So the first thing, amen, that the Lord has to work on, amen, is to touch their hearts, amen, and realize that they don't have to accept what they're going through. And then, now remember I said that situation about some things are easy and some things are hard, amen. And what's that law, amen, when things take the path of least resistance? Are you hearing me? Be careful. Amen. Because, you know, it's kind of easy to just go with the flow. Amen. That's easy. Am I right about it? And so sometimes we have a tendency, amen, to take the path of least resistance. See, but I've come to tell you this morning, don't always take the easy route. Amen. Life is not like that. Life is not always easy. Don't give up because you just faced with the challenge. Face that challenge with some faith. Then go ahead and overcome that challenge so you can come forth victorious. Come on, somebody say amen. So all I'm trying to say is hard to help someone who have stopped, amen, expecting something better than their situation. But now notice I didn't say impossible. Because it wasn't impossible, amen, for this man laying at the gate. Amen. Because something happened in verse 3. Something began to happen in verse 3. The Bible said, who seen, amen, Peter and John about to go into the temple. Listen, the Bible says he asked alms. Amen. He was expecting one thing, but God was getting ready to bless him with something totally different. Amen. See, sometimes how people can have a certain view of what they like.
Let me tell you something. What God is saying in this place. Amen. Sometimes God getting ready to bless you, and you have your view and what God's gonna do. You have your view and what you'd like to see. Can you give me a dime? But God's getting ready to give you something greater, bigger, better than a dime.
Amen.
He's getting ready to change your life for the better.
Yes.
Am I right about it?
Hallelujah. Yes.
Bible says, amen. He looked at Peter and John, amen, that was getting ready to go in the temple. He was asked for him. He was looking, amen, for, amen, a dime. But God was getting ready to give him a whole lot more than a dime.
Amen.
Can I get a witness? Verse 4 says, and fixing his eyes on him, the Bible said, with John, Peter said, look on us. Look on us. So as I move forward, my brothers and sisters, again, I say never settle. Never settle for something in your life that you know deep down inside really is not for you. Never settle for anything less than God's best. And then be careful about settling for things. Amen. God has something better. Amen. Never accept what God has not ordained. Amen. Never accept a situation because it's easier. Amen. But you got to fight what you know should be rather than what appears to be. What did I just say? You got to fight, amen, for what you know should be rather than what appears to be. All right. So always believe, always have faith, always expect God's blessings in your life. Always look for a breakthrough, amen. Look for God to do something about your situation. Expect God to do something about your situation. Am I right about it?
Yes, amen.
And then I want to encourage you, when you go to church, you need to go to church expecting something to happen. Yeah, when you go to the house of the Lord, expect something. Amen. You expect something, you're going to receive something. Because Jesus will change any situation for the better. Jesus has the power to do it. Somebody say, Jesus has the power to do it. He can move mountains. He can demand winds and waves to obey. So now we see, amen, Peter and John, amen, says unto this man, amen, as a rush to a close, it says, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask for alms. They were looking for one thing, but God was giving them a blessing with another. Verse 4 says, amen, that they said, look on us, because they knew that God was getting ready to change the situation. Listen now, listen, late, but the reason why they told him to look on us, because what were they trying to do? Get his attention. There lies the problem. See, the devil, listen, the devil tried to get us so preoccupied, so focused in on the wrong thing. We focus in on the challenge, but we don't focus in on the victory. We focus in on the current situation, but we don't focus in on what's possible in your future situation. So God, if you're going to change the situation, have to first get your attention. So he says what? Hey man, Peter said the right thing. He got to first get his attention. He said, look on us. In other words, let me get your attention. Because I'm getting ready to show you something. So he says here, amen, verse 5. So he gave them his attention. There it is. All right, the situation getting ready to change now. Amen. See, because sometimes when people go into things, they get down. That's understandable. They just leave me alone. I don't want to hear about all that. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I don't want to hear about all that. Well, you need to hear about this. Because it's going to change your situation. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
So the Bible says, amen, he gave them his attention. Watch it. Expecting to receive something from them. There it is again. As we see here, he was expecting one thing, but God was getting ready to bless him with something else. All right?
Amen.
Verse 6. And the Bible says, then Peter said, here we go now. Peter said something to him. Peter said, silver and gold. Now, there it is. We see now what he was expecting. Peter obviously wouldn't have told him, silver and gold, I don't have. Huh? See, sometimes we think our ministry and our ability to do great things for God is based on what we have. It's based on how much silver or how much gold we have. But all you need is Jesus. All you need is the Holy Spirit. All you need is the Word of God. Stop looking at what you don't have and look at what you do have. He said, silver and gold, amen, have I none. Come on, somebody say amen. But listen, this is where, like J. Vernon McGee said, this is where the rubber meets the road. He said, silver and gold, have I none. Here it is. But what I do have is better than what you're looking for.
Say that.
It's better than what you're spending all your time and all your effort for, all your energy for. Amen. When you wake up, when you go to sleep. But what I have for you is better than silver or gold. Amen. He said, and what I have, and what I do have, amen, I give to you. And I want you to know, my brothers, you have something great to give to people who are going through great distress, challenges, calamities, and situations. Amen. Hold your head up. Amen. You have a whole lot to give. Amen. Because what Peter and John told him is, what I do have, that what I give unto you. Now watch. Here's where the power is now. Here it is. He says, in the name of Jesus. There it is. That's what the power is in this whole message. Amen. He said, there's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Am I right about it? Healing power, saving power, delivering power, changing power. So he said, what I do have, that's what I give you. In the name of Jesus. Now my brothers, before I close, I want to encourage you, use the name of Jesus. There's power, what? In the name of Jesus. That's why folk don't like, amen, you to mention the name of Jesus, because Jesus is going to change your situation. Jesus is going to change things around you. So you ought to need, use the name of Jesus, the power of the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen, what? Rise up and walk. There it is. Why did he tell them to rise up and walk? Amen. Because, amen, you know, in order for a person's situation to change, they have to get up. Come on, somebody say amen. He said, rise up and walk. Get up. Amen. Get up. Somebody say, get up. Rise up and walk. Amen. And here it is now. Amen. And verse 7 says, and so listen, amen. He completed the connection. The Bible says in verse 7, and he took him by the right hand. Sometimes some people need help. Amen. So all you have to do is reach out your hand. Amen. Give them the word of God. And in the name of Jesus, amen, grab them by the hand and lift them up. And when you do that, God is going to do the rest. Can I get a witness? Amen. In the name of Jesus, get up, rise up, and walk. And he took him by the right hand, and the Bible said, and he lifted him up. Let me say this before I close, my brothers and sisters. Watch it now. Watch it, watch it, watch it, watch it. What I'm getting ready to say. Amen. And as we're seeking to lift a person up, amen, give them a good word. Give them a positive word. Give them an encouraging word. Don't talk them down, but talk them up. Am I right about it? Mm-hmm. You got to say the right thing. Touch your neck and say, you got to say the right thing. Yeah, you got to say the right thing. You got to lift them up. Amen. And it says, and immediately the power of God flowed. Amen. What happened? The Bible says, immediately his feet and his ankle bones received what? Strength. In other words, amen, that person, amen, received what? Strength to get up. Did you see that? He received what? Strength to get up. See, because when they receive strength to get up, then their situation will change. Their life is going to change for the better. So you see what? Strength in his feet and his ankle. Verse 8. And so he what? Leaping up. Come on. So when God, see, that's when you know God has done something great for you. Amen. Amen. You can tell when God's done something for him, because you know you get real emotional when God does something for you. Am I right about it? When you know something happened, amen, great for your life, you know you get some getting up about you. Am I right? Woo! Glory to God. He lifted me up. Am I right about it? He changed my situation. Says he leaping up, stood and walked and entered. Oh my goodness, all this time he'd been laid on a day-to-day basis by the temple, but he never entered the temple. Now, amen, what did he do? He jumped up, he leaped up, amen, and he walked in church with on his own power. Amen. The Bible said he entered the temple with them. He didn't say, bye-bye, y'all, I'm gone. You know, I can walk now. I'm all right now. I don't need nobody to help me. You know, that's the biggest mistake most people can make. When God changed your situation, then you gone. G-O-N-E, gone. Am I right about it? When God changed your situation, you need to return back and say thank you. The biggest mistake most folk make when God changed the situation, they fail to return back and say thank you. Bible says he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And there was another reason for that. Let's see. And all the people saw it. They knew his situation before. And now his very life became a testimony. See what God does for us when he changed our life. You don't have to say a thing. Folk will know it. They know what you've been through. And now they see a change. They see something different. They see something new. So they saw it. In verse 10, it says, and they knew that it was he who sat begging at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. And that's what happened. Now, you know what that establishes? It establishes a situation in the door. Amen. When people are seeing something different, what are they going to do? They're going to begin to inquire. What happened? How did that happen? I remember when you was, you know, for years you laid at that gate. Now look at you. Look at what God has done. Now your life become a testimony. Amen. And so, my brothers and sisters, don't allow the devil, amen, to rob you of your blessings and to rob you of your testimony. God wants to use you, amen, because you got a testimony. Amen. Testify about what God has done. But most of all, your life becomes a testimony. Amen.